On the show today, we have CU partner links Rob Thomas and Tarkenton Companies and NFL Hall of Famer Fran Tarkenton talking about their CU for Business collaboration with Square. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Rob Thomas from CU Partner Link and Tarkenton Companies, Fran Tarkenton. Oh, my gosh. Fran Tarkenton is on the show. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Doing great. Thank you very much.
Good. Hey, before we get into the interview about CU for Business and the collaboration with Square, Fran, I have a bone to pick with you initially because your Minnesota Vikings pummeled my Los Angeles Rams in the playoffs every year in the late 70s. So
We did. We really enjoyed it.
Oh my gosh.
We played that Deacon Jones and Merlin Olsen and we played them twice a year. Minnesota then was in the same division that the Los Angeles Rams were. Now the Rams have a team back again, not too good a team, but they got one. It's good to have the LA back into the league. It's not so good to lose San Diego, where you're calling from.
We are crying, yes.
And that's that's been such a great franchise for years. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, something will happen that you get. Maybe the Oakland Raiders come into San Diego, and that's the possibility.
Scuttle, yes, that's the latest. So we'll see. But anyway, I just wanted to wanted to let you know about that. But I was a big fan. I had had a Chuck Foreman jersey, number 44. Wow. So I was a big fan, just not when you guys played the Rams. So
thank you.
We digress. Hey, let's get back to the topic at hand here. You guys, your CU for Business, you guys are collaborating with Square to help credit unions better serve 28 million small businesses nationwide. That's pretty impressive. Before we get into the Square news, though, can you give us a bit of a background on CU for Business, how your two companies help support it?
Well, you want to talk about CU for Business, then I'll talk about how we work together.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So CU Partner Link, we partnered with Tarkenton Companies, and we really saw a need. And CU Partner Link, we work with credit unions really across the United States. And so we gather feedback from those credit unions and really a gap that exists out there in terms of product set for a lot of these credit unions is really serving small businesses in their community. So we saw a need. And so what we did, we put our heads together and we looked for a good partner that we felt like that we could collaborate with and offer, these services out to through credit unions to their business members. So what made sense for us is to partner with Fran's company, Tarkenton Companies, because these guys do it better than just about anybody. They've worked with 300,000 plus small businesses over the course of a number of years. And so they really have the pulse of small business. Yeah. There's a lot of passion around Fran and his team. Mm-hmm. And we felt like their strengths with their technology and their team and what they have to provide, and also with what we have to provide with our sales opportunities through our leagues that are owners, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so we felt like it was a great collaboration between the two of us to put our heads together and then in turn start working with some great companies like Square. We'll probably get into a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Fran?
You know, in the world of business today, so many times we get stagnated and we stay stagnated.
Indeed.
We do our job. We become robotic in our job and we do all right, but we're not knocking the cover off the ball. Here's the mission of any business should be, any banking business should be. Our mission is to help people, to solve problems, to bring innovation and creativity and help them do better. We started working with the credit unions 2 or 3 years ago. I'd heard about credit unions, but I didn't know what they really did.
Right.
They've been one of the great secrets in American business forever. And I have been working for 20 years. I am an entrepreneur. I played football, but I started building businesses at age 25 when I'm playing football.
Wow.
I always made more money in the offseason than I made playing football for 18 years building businesses. So I am a classic entrepreneur. I built my companies from the grassroots up. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, I started bringing in resources and said, let's go out and build services, get tools to help small business entrepreneurs start their businesses more effectively and make them work. Because a small business entrepreneur, they don't have all the consulting companies and all the fancy law firms and all the fancy help. They have to do it through their own hard work and ingenuity. And this is the lifeblood of America. And credit unions, we identify to, this is your marketplace. Mm-hmm. This is who you address. And it should be a beacon of light for these customers that are already with you people.
No doubt.
To help them get access to the best knowledge, the best information, the best technology, the best branded partners that will help you have a better chance at success.
Indeed.
So we started building that platform 20 years ago. It's not a fly-by-night situation. And we've worked with, as Rob said, hundreds of thousands of people, and that's growing. Now, let's identify what the audience is. There are 28 to 29 million small business entrepreneurs in America today. Mm-hmm. And that's 1 to 10 employees. That's ma and pa to 10 employees. Now, there are varies, but this comes out of good research out of Kansas City. It's been going for years of how many startups do we have per month? 520,000 startup business in America per month.
Wow.
And you know where they have to go? They have a hard time finding money. They have a hard time building a banking relationship.
Yep.
They have a hard time taking credit cards and processing their money. They have a hard time understanding how to partner with other people to bring more customers in. How do I do more? Get more customers? How do I do digital marketing? How do I do social networking to help me get in front of more people?
Yep.
All of those things, and we have put in one place here all the tools that everybody needs to go in from incorporating their business to running their business to making sales in their business to doing banking in their business, mm-hmm. to processing transactions in their business. And so we provided all those particular things as we built them over the years. Let me just tell you one thing that nobody thinks about.
Okay.
I ask people, what is the most critical thing for you to do in starting your business or running your small business? What is the most critical thing that you've got to do to be able to sustain your, to have a business and to have growth and to make money to support your family?
Mm-hmm.
And they stagger around. Well, I need to have a plan. I need to have this. I need to have that. You know what you've got to have? You've got to have revenue.
That's pretty important.
Before you have a lawyer, before you have an accountant, before you have a bank, you got to have revenue.
No doubt.
And the only way to get revenue is to make a sale. So if I'm an entrepreneur, I'm the chief revenue officer. So I've got to understand how to make a sale.
Mm-hmm.
I do a mentoring program every week online to tens of thousands of entrepreneurs. We teach them. They say, well, I'm not a salesperson. You don't have to be a salesperson. But we teach them how to get revenue and how to make a sale. And I'll do it real quickly. You know how you do that? You build relationships.
Yep.
You tell the truth. You're transparent.
Yep.
You show them, here's, you listen to them. What do you need? Yeah, and tell me more about what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might say to them, you know, we don't have that. But Ralph down the street does. Now, what you do? You don't. The whole sales training historically has been sell, sell, sell. You know, you have the hard close, the soft close, manipulate people. All the trainings, how do you manipulate people to get money out of their pocket to put it in your pocket? That's not the way to sustain a business.
No, you won't be in business for all doing that.
So we teach, we love to find people who hate selling because I don't like to sell. I don't sell. I build relationships. Here's what we do. You need this. Here's what we do. Here are our products. Here are our services. And here's how they put. So it's, we go all the way from that to providing them access to the best information and knowledge and technology that they possibly can have. And we get branded national companies such as Square.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk to them. We've got a relationship with Square.
Right on.
This fits right into the entrepreneurial world. It's a $36 billion company. It's perfect for entrepreneurs. Most entrepreneurs don't have any notion of Square. We're able through the credit unions here, and Rob will talk about that, offer Square solution. And you might talk about that right now.
Nice sure. segue. Nice. I like it.
Yeah, nice segue. So, yeah, what we liked about Square in our partnership is how it strategically aligns with really what we feel like our sweet spot is for our credit union
mm-hmm.
partners,
mm-hmm.
which is really that small business that Fran was referring to. If you look at most of those 28 million small businesses out there, you know, most of them are 20 or fewer employees. In fact, they actually skew toward 10 or fewer employees.
Yep. Oh, wow.
So with that being said, that's been kind of a focus for Square in terms of their pricing model is very simple, very straightforward. It's very simple to use. In the mobile application that can be used, as you know, that's extremely important to a lot of entrepreneurs these days. So when we sit down, we felt like that really what they're doing and what we do aligns very well. And we are actually, through our feedback channel, through our credit unions, we get tremendous amounts of requests about Square. So we went out and talked to credit union partners, and they're getting requests from their small businesses and their business members. Because more and more, I think, you know, Fran may be able to elaborate a little bit more than I can on this, but, you know, just what we're seeing right now is more and more people are starting businesses right now than ever. And so we really want to position credit unions to be successful with this big opportunity that's out there. As you know, credit unions have 100 million, or I think it's up to about 108 million members, right, Mike? And so if you think about a lot of them, they're starting these businesses. So credit unions have small business owners, entrepreneurs. They may not recognize that, but what we're doing is delivering the platform and then providing top rate providers such as Square and some of the other top providers like ADP. So we can give them
ADP one-stop shot. Payroll. Access to loans that goes right into what credit unions do, but give them more access to loans. We are going to add in the next couple of months access to AA-rated lawyers in every state across the country to be able to give them low-cost A-rated lawyers that that are affordable, that are not charging them $100 an hour. It's a set fee every month, and that set fee can be anywhere from $50 to $75 a month to have unlimited access to A-rated lawyers in their state. So we're bringing all of this together under one umbrella and coming with the credit unions, because I think this is going, I hate to say explode, but it is. What an asset that 108 million customers in the credit unions around this country provided them with great services. Many of these people are entrepreneurs. They need help. They need access to what we have got here, what we have built. It's credible. It's authentic. It's low cost. And we touch them every day if they need to be touched every day. They can go online and ask any business question they want all day long. And we have experts to help them and guide them in business decisions, marketing decisions, and tools and services. And that's what we do. And it's really important. Now, why is it important now? It's always been important because the job growth in this country, 60 to 65% of the job growth in this country comes from entrepreneurs.
No doubt.
This is America. This separates us from the rest of the world. You cannot do this in Russia. You cannot do this in any country around the world, but you can in America. This is the this is our growth, and we have done nothing to help these people. They're on their own. And the big money guys, they can get access to the best minds, the best knowledge, the best help, the best lawyers. We're now going to give them financial help, access to capital, access to tutoring and mentoring on a daily basis to help them solve problems in their businesses. And now, here's another reason why it's important right now. It's not going to be important to all of your members that are watching us today unless they make it important. And whether you like Trump or not like Trump, what we're seeing in the president is he's getting things done. Maybe you might think they're the wrong things, but he's knocking down doors and he's doing what he said he was going to do. I've known him for 48 years. I spoke to, at the RNC, and I spoke about entrepreneurship and what this administration is going to do for at least the next 4 years. They're going to get rid of regulations that just hinder the small business entrepreneur.
Well, credit unions are very happy about that, yes.
Oh, yeah, and because they have these regs. Because the small business entrepreneur, we don't have a lobbying force in Washington, D.C. So all the regs affect us and affect startups, affect small business. That's going to change. Tax is going to change. We're going to repatriate the money back in. We're going to have a lower tax rate for businesses. That's so important for a small business because right now it's like personal income. So if I make over $100,000, I'm going to pay 40% of that into taxes.
Ouch.
The corporate tax rate now is what? Up around 32%, 34%. Highest corporate tax rate in the world.
Right, right.
That's going to be reduced to 20%, maybe 15%. That's going to affect the entrepreneur. Our entrepreneurs are going to have more take-home pay to be able to invest in their businesses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's so exciting to be in this era when we are going the next 4 years, we've got a pro business, a pro entrepreneurship group in Washington, D.C. that's going to drive these changes that affect the entrepreneur more than ever before, that will really fuel the entrepreneurs, their businesses, the creation of their businesses. And we, with the credit union, want to be right in the middle of that. Indeed. And with your 108 million customers, we can reach these people with tools and services that have unbelievable quality and credibility mm-hmm. to help them start and grow their business. And we're excited about it. And we got people coming to us like Square. This is, again, a $36 billion company, which has a great solution. And their ADP has 530,000 small business entrepreneurs, 1 to 10 employees.
Good grief.
And they have got solutions for a sole proprietor or somebody with 5 employees. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so we're getting access to great quality branded services and products to give them access. And we just need a platform to go out and get them.
And you know, every great company started out as a small business.
Yes,
somebody gave them a helping hand along the way somewhere, you know, and they wouldn't be where they are today. IBM, Apple, HP, all these companies, they started out in a garage, you know.
And they did. And now, though, you know, you've got up in Silicon Valley, you've got, you know, big money investing in technology and so forth. And those people can get access to big capital. Our guys, Ma and Pa, cannot get access to big capital.
Very true.
They don't get access to information. They don't get access to quality lawyers or digital marketing experts. How do they use social media? Mm-hmm. All of those things. Mm-hmm. We've got it in one place, and it's offered through the credit unions. And that's what we've been working with Rob and his people with for the last 2 years. This is not an overnight deal. We've been plowing and working and building the base and building the infrastructure to be able to go out and serve your customers, your 108 million customers, many of which are small business entrepreneurs, either part-time or full-time. Mm-hmm. And we want, if we can help make 1% of them more successful, or make all of them just 1% more successful.
There you go. I like that.
We change the face of America.
Indeed.
We turn this thing into a great force. And the credit unions are so important to this because you have a footprint out there. And these people come to you. These people don't go to the big banks. The big banks don't know who they are. They're just a number on the wall. They never call them. They don't even know who their banker is by name. They know it's Wells Fargo or it's whatever bank it is.
Right.
But they just know the name. Nobody talks to them. And so we, through the credit unions, you're talking to them every day. 108 million.
Relationships. You talked to them
at
the top of the show.
Build relationships and let's go help solve problems
Indeed.
For them. And that's why this platform that we've been working on for 2 years with the great presence and the great work that credit unions have been done historically, let's go and just ratchet it up another level. You really think we can? Yes, we can. But we only can if we get engaged and we create a sense of desperation. And we have to all fight complacency every day of our life. Well, I'll put it off tomorrow. That's a nice idea. But I forget about it an hour later.
Exactly.
And we get into this. That's the human nature, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are basically lazy. And we have to drive ourselves and get ourselves out of the bed in the morning and get our brain going. And say, if we do that, and with this in mind, we are going to help our customers. We're going to help our customers of the credit unions, 108 million. We're going to help them do better and have a better chance of success.
What are your immediate goals with this collaboration? Do you have like specific goals right now? Obviously, long term, you want to help out all 108 million credit union members. What are immediate goals for this? We built
this platform. Rob can tell you what we've built over the last 2 years. The platform, it's ready to go. And we're ready to take this platform to every credit union in America so they can go out and present what we have put together hand in hand with the credit unions to be able to help you, entrepreneur. If you're going to start a business, we can help you.
Okay.
We can help you get it incorporated.
We can do that all the way
from there to digital marketing. So it's all set and ready. We just need the people that are watching this show to get a hold of Rob. We are ready to go. We have got the framework. We've got the tools together. We got the platform to be able to go and help them serve an entrepreneur.
It sounds like the partnership or the collaboration with Square is just like step one in a bigger picture for you guys.
Well, yeah, it's probably like step 10 because we've just made that
for
that connection.
Yeah.
We've already built all the other stuff I've talked about. It's already in place.
Okay.
It's in the platform. Square and ADP is already in the platform. In the next 2 months, we're going to have a platform, as I mentioned, for lawyers. Every small business person needs access to a lawyer.
I hear that.
If they call up a law firm today, give me a $1,000 deposit, and I'm going to charge you $300 an hour. They cannot afford that. How about if we give them access to 8-rated lawyers, unlimited, for $50 a month?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. Everything we're
like
doing.
It.
Quality. Everything that he's doing is hands-on, mm-hmm. but it's cost-effective. It's not going to cost them an arm and a leg. It's something that credit union can afford to do, and it's going to help their business do better.
Is this something you guys heard kind of in the marketplace? Are these kind of pain points that people are you hearing through the grapevine, so to speak? And Rob, I mean, you can probably talk to this as well.
Yeah, so, Mike, I think that's a great question. Like I said, on our board, a lot of our credit union league leadership, you know, so we funnel ideas from the credit unions in these state leagues. And so what we're hearing out there is more and more requests from credit unions, from members asking, do you provide any these types of business services? So a lot of this is based on feedback. Again, we've worked very hard over this last couple of years to gather information, pull together what we think is the right product mix that we can add to the platform. And again, you know, credit unions are also concerned about, you know, the technology curve and not getting too far behind that. And what we want to deliver out with CU for Business is the platform. So a credit union could, even if they're not offering business services, they could easily make the jump, start offering business services, and we can have them set up in a matter of a few business days.
Oh, wow.
And they can offer those business services at a very, you know, a very competitive price point to get into offering business services. And the other key driver is, too, if you think about where the industry's going, and you know probably Mike better than anybody, the struggles out there is everybody's looking for non-interest income, right? You know, and so this really provides an opportunity. If you think about small businesses, 28 million of them, these are great sources of low-cost deposits, loans, other fee-based products. All the services that Fran had mentioned before that we're offering, that provides a revenue stream back to the credit union as well. And the main point, I think, overall is credit unions just, they don't like saying no, or they're weak, right? That's not part of the credit union culture. So with what we've developed now, any member that comes in, business owner, it could be, you know, business owner community, then it gives you an opportunity to say, yes, we offer all these services to really help you start, run, and grow a successful business. And that's really at the core of what we're trying to do. That's our mission. I think it aligns well with what Talkin does,
totally.
What Square's doing. And that's what we're really trying to change that landscape for credit unions to really take advantage of this huge market opportunity that's out there for growth.
For all your people. We've put the foundation in place. It's ready to go.
Okay.
We've got some credit unions now working with us in doing this.
Oh, cool.
And it's a matter of your people out there running the credit, you know, contacting Rob and his people, however you do that, and we can plug you into the process today, right now.
Okay.
We don't have to wait next week. Now, when I say we're going to continue to add more things, the legal part of it will be in the next 2 months.
Okay.
So we're adding legal because we know every one of these people need access to lawyers. And so we've got all the tools on the platform ready to go to the credit union so they can talk to their customers. And once their customers understand what we can do for their business, then they go and tell Mary Sue and they tell Billy Bob. And all of a sudden we're gonna take whatever the membership is in the credit unions around the communities they're in, we're going to explode that membership because it's going to come out to this. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to go to the credit unions. This is the person that you should be doing banking with, and they've got tools to help you build your business and start your business.
A total value enhancer for a credit union, sounds like. So very cool. Very cool. All right, guys, to wrap up, because I know you guys have busy schedules, and Fran, you probably got to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, let me tell you, I've got a choice. I want you to give me, you tell me what I should do.
Okay.
I can either fly on Saturday to Houston, Texas to see the Super Bowl, or I can fly on a Challenger 300 to St. Bart's in the French West Indies and have lunch at 1 o'clock at a five-star place called the Eden Rock with 81-degree temperature.
Number two.
That's what I thought.
The NFL That's product on TV is so good, number two is a no-brainer.
And this guy's already played in three Super Bowls. So I've been there, done that, right?
Well, I played in three of the first 11, and my first one I played in was in Houston, Texas. We played at Rice Stadium in Houston, Texas. Yeah. Whole different world. Back then, we wore leather helmets.
Oh, my gosh. The stories you could tell. Hey, guys, thank you so much. I just want to wrap up. Where can folks find out more about what CU for Business can do?
And Mike, please tell your viewers and listeners to go to cupartnerlink.org.
Okay.
And there's information about CU for Business on there. We'll be able to follow up with credit unions from that. There's contact information there. And then we'll provide even a demo about how this works and then getting more information on Square as well.
Right on, guys. All right. Fran? A pleasure virtually meeting you. I forgive you for beating my Rams in the late 70s. So we're all square. Pardon the term, pardon the pun. Yeah. And Rob, thank you very much, guys. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it. And we'll get this posted on Monday if you want, right after the Super Bowl.
Fantastic. Thanks,
all right, guys. Thanks. Have a great day.